pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union. With convenient services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and Online Applications, you can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
My name is Paul. I'm 53 years old. I am working now as a cosmetic and family dentist. Before I started the health dare, I had had two hip replacements in the last 7 years of my life. I developed a kind of chronic condition. I was carrying too much extra weight. I heard about the health dare on the radio, and there was not a program other than the health dare that I thought that, you know, when you finish this program, it's going to leave you with something solid. I went in and talked to the health dare coach. I wanted to make sure that, you know, years later, I could still look back and say, hey, I did the right thing. What has surprised me the most about the health dare is how easy it is. My goal just about doubled from what I had originally planned to where I ended up just 90 days later. Yes, I have come off medications. I don't take blood pressure medicine, and I don't take cholesterol medicine anymore. And I'm sleeping better. It's my attitude. My wife has noticed it. My daughter has noticed it and feel good about it. And you gain some energy back. You gain your health back. And you gain your life back. And the health there did that for me.
Get your free consultation with the health there today. Visit iDareGreenville.com.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go by Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey buddy does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
We'll get to our Wednesday special guest, Mr. Clemson, in just 1 minute. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt and their October deals. They have a timing belt special for $100 off, which is incredible. They also have a 32-point safety inspection, which was $159, now $99.95. You know, HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. First Class HALT opened its doors in 2011 in Greenville. They opened the second location in Anderson on Clemson Boulevard in 2016. If you go read the reviews on any of the review sites, just listen to what people are saying. Okay, like this. I've been using First Class HALT since Mark opened his first location in Greenville. I now use the Anderson location to get the same excellent service from Greg and Chris. They never try to sell me on a service I don't need and always give me a heads up so I will know what to expect for repairs down the road. They have always been honest, always done a great job on my truck. Every time I've had to purchase a new vehicle, I only choose between a Honda or Toyota brands because I know that I'll have honest people I can take my vehicle to. So this guy is buying vehicles based on First Class HALT. How about that?
Yeah, so he's buying their cars they work on so right. He can have them fixed
right,
there.
Because he trusts them so much, which is amazing. Cool. You know, and here's that thing. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. I've never heard of such a thing. You know, in other words, you get a water pump. You have a water pump installed in your vehicle, and you drive 2 years from now. You're out in Arizona, out in the desert in Phoenix, and your water pump goes.
Yeah.
They're gonna call out there, pay for the tow, have it taken to a garage that they trust, and they're going to pay for it. You're going to be covered.
That is amazing.
I mean, and look, they only hire the best. Greg has over 25 years of Lexus experience. Steve has 35 years with Honda and Acura. You get specialists with First Class HALT. Knowledge is top-notch in the industry. That's First Class HALT. Call them today. Go check them out. Again, the new location is in Anderson on Clemson Boulevard. Go see him today. You'll thank me later. Right, let me get to Mr. Clemson, Eric McClain. Eric!
What's up, all? How you doing,
Eric? So, Eric...
Man, cardiac cats are alive and well, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Here, Eric, based on some things I learned in the last couple of days on Twitter, how many bowls of Rice Krispies did it take you to survive that game?
No, man, it's Rice Krispie treats, not the cereal. It's
I know.
A little treat.
Yeah, I know.
Our wonderful nutrition staff would bring those by to give us a little bit of energy.
Yeah, a little energy boost, right, at halftime. But I'm figuring when you're watching that game, you may have needed more than that. So you survived it okay?
Yeah, I did, barely.
Yeah, good.
And I was in the car for a little bit of our comeback. You know, I had to drive over to Mellow Mushroom to do the fifth quarter show, so I didn't even get to see the best part of our comeback in person.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting situation there because you have a team that's averaging 500 yards of offense and averaging over 7 yards of play, yet it doesn't look like they're playing as well as they can or should be or will be.
Yeah, I think we're absolutely going to peak at the right time and think that we've only gotten better in different facets of the game each week. I think, obviously, the score was a little different than we would want, but really thought our offensive line hunkered down, and, man, we finally got to see what it would look like when ETN got the ball and was fed accordingly how you and I hoped and wish he would get every single game.
Yeah, huh.
And, man, he is just an electric player.
Yeah, huh. Who'd have thunk it?
go figure.
That's right. When you give your most explosive player the ball, you get explosive plays. You don't just have to chuck it 50 yards downfield. You can actually just hand it off.
Yeah, especially with a guy like this.
Yeah.
And for us to give it to him 27 times, I never, just knowing the way our offense is, the way our kind of mentality is, never thought that we'd ever get a chance to see it. And, man, I'm so happy we did.
Well, and it's funny because the circumstances almost dictated it with the injury to Trevor.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you didn't know, and you wanted to protect Chase Bryce. So I think the second half game plan was pretty obvious: run the football. But you know, it was a team effort, Eric, because quite honestly, you know, the run game also benefited from the defense, because the defense got Syracuse off the field, got the Syracuse offense off the field in the second half, stoned that attack. And so the Syracuse defense, which doesn't have Clemson's depth, had to keep coming out on the field. And Clemson's run game eventually just wore them down.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you can hold a team that's used to having conversions and high-octane drives, when you can hold them to 3 of 15, I think it was, on third down, and really limit their running ability, I think they were at 60 or 70 yards rushing. I mean, we essentially made them one-dimensional and didn't give them extra down. So I think when you kind of do that, we choked them out, and our offensive line and running backs just said, hey, it's going to be on us. Let's go get it. Everybody in the stadium knows it, but they just couldn't stop old ETN, could they?
Nope. And you know, Dungy's a tough guy, too, running that team. You know, I was thinking about today who Dungy reminds me of in college football from the last 10 years, because he's a thicker, stronger guy than people understand. He's like 230 pounds. Does anybody come to mind? Because somebody came to mind for me. I'll just tell you.
Connor Shaw is who it comes to mind for me. And he's just, I mean, he's an athlete. He seems to make all the right plays. You think he's tackled and he's not. Yeah. So when I saw him running around, I also saw Connor Shaw.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some comparison to be made there. You know, I'm not sure that Connor was quite as big or thick as Dungy is, but I like that comparison. The other guy I think of is Taysom Hill, the former BYU quarterback who was a man amongst boys, who was like 230 pounds and I think did a lot of these things. And, you know, the funny thing is the other reason, the comparison between Hill and Dungy, I think, is apt, is because both guys are injured a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think, you know, at the same time, they are, you know, the offense, right?
Oh, like yeah.
If he's not rolling, rushing and passing, you know, they're dead in the water.
Yeah, no question. But, you know, we got to give Dino Babers credit, because his team, at the very least, right now, they're sort of the one team in the ACC that doesn't have any fear of Clemson.
Right. And I think he's an amazing coach. Will be interesting to see if he wants to stay and kind of build what he has been at Syracuse, or if he's going to hop to a better program, because I think he is an exceptional mind, and I think he has a great, great feel of this game. And somebody's going to get lucky if they can get him to leave.
Yeah, I mean, I listen, way back when he went to Syracuse, I didn't understand. I thought he should have been up for a better job then. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what major jobs open at the end of the year and who might take a shot at them, you know. And right now it doesn't look like we'll have a ton of major openings at the end of the year. And the ones that might open may not be in an area of the country that he has a comfort level in. Like, I mean, I could see Southern California opening, for example, but I'm not sure that would be a fit. And so we'll see how it plays out. And by the way, Eric, isn't it interesting how every week Clemson faces the nation's best punter? And that Hoffrichter cat for Syracuse?
Oh, my goodness. It's a weapon. When you can flip the field like that, and it seems that every time we play somebody, their punter gets superpowers. I can't remember where I saw that on social media, but it's 100% true. And it makes it very difficult for our offense and then our defense if we can't flip the field.
Oh, yeah, and again, that guy isn't just punting for distance. I mean, those punts were sky balls. I mean, they were moonshots.
I
mean, I understand why they're difficult to catch. I mean, they're coming down. They're coming down from heights that a football's not supposed to reach.
Right. There's a little bit of fire on them when they re-enter the atmosphere, you know, because he was, I mean, it was absolutely insane the amount of hang time and distance that he was booming the ball with.
And you know what the strangest part is, Eric? You know, most great punters historically are sort of these long-legged guys. You know, there's a body type to them. That kid is 5'9" and short and squat. So I don't know where he gets all his power from, but I mean that's
his heart's in his leg.
Oh yeah, I mean that's an NFL
all
punter.
Heart.
Yeah, that's an NFL
yeah,
punter.
100%.
I mean, you know, you talked about the offensive line, Eric. I thought in the first half, I thought that line struggled. I mean, right now, and let's talk about that because again, I think in the second half, everyone knew was expected of them. If they were going to win the game, you're going to have to run the ball successfully, and that line was going to have to play better. But I think that helps. I think that helps an offensive line that maybe is struggling a little when you start feeding them and you start telling them, hey, look, we're going to run the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with you. I think we did struggle a little bit in the first half, and I think Syracuse did a great job of bringing different blitzes and stunts and did a good job kind of creating that chaos. And it was difficult for our guys. But like you said, when you can get in a rhythm and kind of the pressure's on you to man up and make some plays, it was very exciting to see how our guys responded, and really excited what I saw out of Cervenka at right guard.
I agree,
You know, he had that bonehead, you know, false start that could have changed the game. But then after that, I mean, he was mauling guys that whole drive and really thought that he played exceptional at the right guard position.
Well, you know, look, that's sort of his personality anyway, even going back to high school. And I think this line needs some of that. You know, it needs a little bit of an A kicker somewhere. And you know, and I thought he played well. You know, in that first half, you know, and I mentioned this the other day, and you just touched on it now. I thought the interior of the offensive line struggled with some of the stunts that Syracuse utilized and some of the delayed blitzes. And talk to me about that, Eric. Talk about the interior of the offensive line in terms of chemistry, working as a unit, and handling the stunts and the delayed blitzes. Because I thought there were some struggles there. I thought there was some confusion there. You know, I think you want to go big versus big, but you don't want to wind up with a situation with two guys blocking one guy and leaving a free blitzer.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's one of the most difficult things is to pick up that, you know, DT tackle twist and then having a backer come straight up the middle, right? Because guys' eyes are locked on their guy, and then they're realizing that they have to switch with someone else. And, you know, where's the running back going? So there's a ton of idiosyncrasies that come into that, you know, the average fan obviously doesn't know. All they say is, well, they didn't block. Well, they did block. They just forgot to get to the next guy or the running back missed. So I think that is something that's really, really difficult. It's fun to see when it's done correctly because it's a thing of beauty to see guys do their assignment, to make the switch accordingly. And really, you just have to keep your head up. When guys bury their head, because they think they're locked onto one particular guy, that's when they get in trouble.
Yeah, and I thought we saw some of that in the first half. And the second half, you know, the way you get away from that is you run the ball. You know,
exactly. You don't have to worry about it.
That's right. It cleans up all that problem, and I thought we saw that. Yeah. You know, and my expectation, Eric, and again, look, everyone knows this offense under Trevor looks a little different. I mean, it's going to be more pass-based. Trevor is still not comfortable with the zone read elements of the offense. It's clear. And that's going to take some time. That's not going to happen overnight. But he brings you a lot of other elements, and you just have to play to those strengths while he's figuring out the rest of it, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you and I, you know, last week talked about how excited we were to finally see a full game with Trevor in, but I guess we're going to have to wait for this weekend, hopefully.
Well, and look, I think this is a good place for this offense to sort of find some rhythm and to get going, because I think Wake is terrible defensively. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. The best Wake defenders are all left for the National Football League, and this group is struggling. I mean, you know, they're 111th. They're giving up over 6 yards a play. Boston College and Notre Dame combined to score like 100 points on them in that building. So I think this is a place where I don't think we've seen Clemson hit full stride offensively yet, but this is a place, at least in theory, where we might see it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at the numbers, and they normally don't lie, but, you know, Wake giving up 300-plus yards a game. I think it's 350 or 60. Like you said, 6 yards per play. I really hope that we can just lock down and look great on offense. Now, their offense is quite explosive. Yeah. I think they're averaging the most plays per game on offense, and that young quarterback is just fearless. So it's going to be very similar to, I think, Syracuse in speed-wise. I'm glad that we're playing these teams back-to-back.
Yeah, it's a really good point. I think that playing these teams who are somewhat similar in their philosophies and their tempo and their window dressing and the ways they try and attack you, I think a very good point. The Syracuse game provides pretty good preparation for Wake Forest. I think the problem for Wake Forest is that the young quarterback, Sam Hartman, is just turning it over too often right now, and he's under a lot of duress. And I don't think Wake can block Clemson up front. We'll see. I mean, but yeah, I think that'll be one of the challenges from their perspective, and it's a game I think that Clemson should be able to do some business and sort of get back in rhythm and move forward and maybe do some great things as they head down the stretch here. Eric, it's always great talking to you, my friend. And of course, one thing we do know about Wake is that regardless of how Wake's punter has performed during the year, he'll average 60 yards a punt against Clemson.
No doubt. Hey, always a pleasure, bro.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate the conversation. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Jerry, I'll get to you on the other side. Before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends at Crude LED. You know, look, innovation, it's just one reason why you should do business with Crude LED. Our ability to deliver a money-saving universal mounting bracket for parking lot lights eliminates the requirement for different types of brackets to install them. This exclusive Crude LED feature allows you to use the same bracket for round and square poles and can even be used for wall mounting. Listening to our customers and delivering new solutions is what we do. Call us 864-401-8156, 864-401-8156. Tell them I sent you. Place your order. Get more info today. Trust me. Let me tell you something. These people, Ish and his team, these people are geniuses. They are. Trust me when I tell you this. They are geniuses. And if you're a contractor, an electrician, you're putting in parking lot complexes or industrial complexes, if you don't have Crude LED working for you, you are falling further behind. You call this number. You tell them I sent you. 864-401-8156. You'll thank me later. Quick break. Jerry's up first. You want to get in behind him? You're welcome to. We'll be right back.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
This is Terry Wyatt with Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
At Ag South, we offer low fixed-rate loans for real estate, livestock, farm improvements, or construction.
If you need to purchase a home, whether in town or in the country, or just refinance your existing mortgage, give me a call.
At Ag South, we care about our customers, and we will communicate with you every step of the way from application to closing and beyond.
So for your lending needs, no matter how big or small, call us at 864-226-8507.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 619788.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
Are you hungry? Local Q has revised our menu to include all of your favorite monthly specials from the last 6 months. Nashville Hot Chicken Bites, Oxtail Tacos, our local Cubano Sandwich, Daily Smoked Chicken, and much more. Come and see if your favorite made the cut. You can see our menus and specials at localq.com. Please don't be offended. We do ID everyone. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Now that it's football season, tailgaters know that Christopher Trucks is your source for RV maintenance, service, and repairs. They have a state-of-the-art Hunter all-wheel alignment machine for your RV, and their factory-certified alignment specialists are experts in making sure your RV rides safely down the road. Fire up the grill, chill the drinks, and get your RV ready for tailgating with Christopher Trucks, 108 Harris Road, Piedmont, or call 269-2131 and ask for Brian or Jennifer.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough.
75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Can't tell people how to freak out.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Feel it coming in the air. Yeah. And the screams from everywhere. Yeah. I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair. Can't be scared when nickels down.
Robinhood. Robinhood's an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, cryptos, all commission free. How many people, Ramona, have we already turned on to Robinhood? How many people have written us already and saying they just love it? Look, if you're a newbie, all right, to the game of investing, this is the way to go. You know, they're going to provide you with all sorts of simple and intuitive, clear data in a really easy to digest way. In other words, they provide you tools and they'll provide you stock collections like 100 most popular, entertainment, social media, curated categories, all these elements. They're going to provide you tools in which you can help to further enhance your comprehension level. And then you get to play around with it yourself. I mean, it's the coolest thing ever. And you don't have to pay any cost or commission fees to any brokerages. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade. But with Robinhood, they don't charge commission fees. So you trade stocks and you keep all of your profits. Easy to understand charts and market data. And you place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. Trust me, I'm a techno idiot. If I can do this, anybody can do this. And here's the best part of all. Robinhood's giving my listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint. Not some chump stock. To help build your portfolio, you sign up at waltd.robinhood.com. That's waltd.robinhood.com, waltd.robinhood.com. Go get your free high-priced stock. Do it today. You'll thank me later. I have a couple things I want to get to in addition to the people on phone lines. I'm coming right to you. You know, I saw this, Ramona, the other day.
Uh-huh.
Someplace called The Takeout has presented us a map of each state's most hated food.
Most hated food?
Yeah, of each state's. Not most loved.
What does that mean? That they're forced to eat the food? And
no.
They don't like it?
No.
I mean, why? I don't get
no,
that.
No, it means that in a particular state, this is the food that the natives hate.
Okay.
That they don't like.
Oh, okay. All right, I got you.
Now, I don't know about this. I don't know about this. By the way, they don't label the state so that most people in America wouldn't be able to find their state. Sadly.
I'm probably one of those people.
Yeah. The state of Florida?
Yeah.
Licorice.
I hate licorice.
I love it. I love it. Love it. Okay, so it works. Well, so you're from Florida.
So does it mean that...
So they were right in your case.
Well,
you're from Florida.
Does it mean that... Okay, does it mean that the food comes from that state?
Hey, wait.
Okay, you're going to...
Texter writes, with Robinhood, you can start with as little as $25. I started doing it just for fun, but then started actually making some real money. How about that?
That's awesome.
So you're confirming what the...
I'm asking a question.
What's your question?
A verifying question. Are they saying that Florida produces licorice? That's one of their main foods, but people in Florida don't like it. I'm confused.
Well, no, I don't know that that's the case. I don't know if they're saying. I don't see anything about.
Or people saying from Florida just happen to not.
They just don't like it.
Oh, okay. Well, right. I don't
so,
like licorice.
So it worked. So you're from Florida and you don't like it. So the
true.
Very first example, you proved it out.
Okay, I got you.
You know what Georgia doesn't like? You know what Georgia people
peaches?
Don't? No. They grow peaches. Why would they not like peaches?
I don't know. That's what I was trying to get out of you, whether that was what it was.
I already explained no. I said no. No, we covered that. No. It's still no. It was no a minute ago. It's still no.
And then you used it against me.
It's still no.
When all I wanted was
the answer. And by the way, if you ask me it again a minute from now, it'll still be no. Georgia.
Okay, what does Georgia hate?
According to this, the people in Georgia hate tuna salad.
Ah. Why?
By the way, Gator Rick Road said he doesn't like licorice either. So apparently like they don't. So Georgia doesn't like tuna salad.
Oh, no. Okay.
Do they even know what tuna salad is in Georgia?
I'm sure they do. They know they don't like it.
I'm not sure. They say they do. South Carolina, and honestly, I didn't even know what this was. I actually had to, we had to look this up during the break. South Carolina is matcha tea.
They don't like matcha tea?
I mean, we love tea, right?
I love black tea. We looked it up and it's a green
tea.
We
love sweet tea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But apparently we don't love matcha tea. No, you looked it up and said it's a green tea.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So they don't like the green
tea. No, apparently, according to South Carolina, the thing that we don't like, first of all, that's not really a food, is it? This is supposed to be food.
I would think that was a food. Yeah, right away, there's something wrong with the list. There's a flaw, other than Florida.
You what,
these people make lists and they don't verify.
North Carolina. You know what North Carolina's? Another texter says, I'm from Florida and I hate licorice. So apparently they're right. Apparently Georgia hates tuna salad and South Carolina hates matcha tea.
I didn't know that's why.
Texter said, laughing so hard, almost swerved off the road regarding most Americans that can't find their state comment. It's true.
So, well, I mean, I admit it.
North Carolina, cottage cheese.
I like cottage cheese.
Well, you're not from North Carolina.
So it's okay for me to like cottage cheese.
Yeah, you can
cheese.
Like cottage cheese.
I'm not a tuna fan, but it's okay.
I had tuna last night. It was the only thing in the house.
It's like end of the world food.
Yeah.
Electricity is out food.
Yeah, you know, it's like when you can't find anything else and you go to like the bottom shelf or the very back of the pantry or whatever, and you find some cans of stuff that had probably been there for, you know, 18 years.
Well, yeah, you know, you can keep stuffed up to a year, but I wouldn't eat it.
And Dexter says, this has to be the most random survey ever. Hey, what's a food you
hate? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Tuna salad?
Yeah, I know.
North Carolina is cottage cheese.
I like cottage cheese. So far.
Alabama is Chipotle.
Chipotle.
That's Alabama.
What is that? Like guacamole? What is Chipotle? I don't know what Chipotle is. I think somebody's told me before and it dropped out of my head. So
Mississippi. Mississippi.
You're not going to tell me what it is?
No. Okay. Mississippi, if I'm playing this right, if I'm identifying my states correctly, Mississippi is sour cream.
They just don't like sour cream.
I love the sour cream.
I like sour
cream. Not as much as the cream cheese, but I love the sour cream.
I like cream cheese.
Yeah, Mississippi doesn't like sour cream.
Maybe they just don't. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't.
Texas is steak cooked well done.
They don't like their... That's an unfair thing for them to say.
Unfair?
Yeah. That's not the food they don't like. They just don't like the way it's prepared.
Badger Mike says cottage cheese is the devil. New Mexico is chicken nuggets. Or in your case, Ramona, little chickens.
The little chickens. New Mexico, they don't like the little... Maybe it's they're not getting the right nuggets.
All right,
chickens.
We're going to come back to this in a minute because I'm not done with this. Let me get to the phones, though. Jerry, Knowles fan, and Ed. Jerry, how are you?
Good. How's it going, man?
Good, Jerry. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, quick prediction, actually. I'm a diehard Georgia fan, but I got one prediction on another game.
Okay.
Florida is going to beat LSU this Saturday in the Swamp.
Now, why do you think so? I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't think either team can score.
I think Dan Mullen, if you've been watching Florida the last few weeks, and I know one of them, you know, was against Tennessee or whatever, but they've been kind of gaining momentum. I just feel like they're a little bit better than what people think they are. And I just have a feeling they're going to beat LSU.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I mean, because, again, I anticipate an ugly, low-scoring game. I don't know what the Vegas total on that game is, but I'm thinking it's probably like 40, which is insanely low for a college game. And I don't think either team's going to be able to score. So I think it's going to look a little bit like that Florida-Mississippi State game. Maybe not quite as ugly as that game. But, yeah, I mean, I would anticipate a close, low-scoring game. And I certainly wouldn't be surprised if Florida won. I wasn't surprised that Florida won last week. I picked Mississippi State in that contest. But on Friday or Thursday, when I was talking with Kwok, I said to him, it wouldn't shock me if Florida won because I didn't believe in Mississippi State.
I think LSU is a good team. I just don't think they're as good as where they're ranked, where they're sitting right now.
You may be right. You may be right.
And one other thing on the Georgia situation. I think with Justin Fields coming along, I feel good about, you know, we get to the SEC championship. I feel almost better this year than I did last year, having Fields, you know, maybe taking even more of the snaps by then. Who knows? If we have him in there, I mean, that's a dangerous situation.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. I think that I think you're going to see more of Fields moving forward, and I don't know when it will be. It may not be till next year when the actual switch takes place, but at some point that kid's going to become the starting quarterback at Georgia.
Yeah, he's a star, man, in the making. You can tell. And he hadn't even gotten going or had a chance yet, really.
Yep, I agree with him. Good job, Jerry. Thank you. Appreciate
the call. Thank you.
When we get back, don't go anywhere. Knowles fan, Ned, I'm coming right to both of you. Before we go to break, let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza, loved in all 50 states.
That's right.
Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. I'm getting some funny texts on this food thing, Ramona. Joe's Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Your meal starts with the garlic knots. They stuff them full of hot, melted, cheesy goodness. They serve it with the marinara. You dip them in that marinara sauce like you died and went to Italian food heaven. Manja. This is before your meal even starts. Then your appetizers come. And I don't know whether it's the meatball slider or the meatballs and marinara or the pepperoni twist platter or a myriad of other choices. And then onto the entrees, the chicken parm, the taste of Italy, the lasagna, which is real homemade, authentic lasagna, which you can't get anywhere else in Clemson. The pizza, which is award-winning. The desserts, which are all homemade, with the exception of the New York cheesecake, which comes straight from the Carnegie Deli in New York and is the finest cheesecake known to mankind. Bring your family. Get to Joe's New York Pizza. You'll thank me later. All right, quick break. On the other side, Knowles fan Ned, coming right to you.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Tackle the day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road, and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Autumn is here and the leaves are falling, so you know winter weather will soon be here. Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Vent-free gas logs heat for just pennies an hour, and because they use no electricity, they'll keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. The Craft Stove Store and Patio has over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs for natural or propane gas. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing. It's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Home run with 2019 baseball and softball gear at First Team Sports. First Team has the best selection in the upstate with a wide variety of bats to choose from, including DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, and Rawlings. Try out a demo bat with unlimited swings or gloves in their in-house batting cage. They also have brand new fielding, catchers, and first baseman baseball and softball gloves in Wilson A2K, Rawlings, Mizuno, and Louisville Slugger. First Team Sports. Play local, buy local on 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Clemson alumni Friar Dixon, a third-generation insurance professional, is proud to be part of the Clemson community. He lives and works here, and he can help make sure you and your family are protected with the right insurance coverage. Call Friar Dixon at 643-2895, and you'll be in good hands. For the protection you want and the service you need, it's Friar Dixon Allstate in Clemson. 643-2895, Allstate. Are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you thinking of selling your business, but you're not sure what to do? With a strong economy, now may be the perfect time to sell. Get a free, no-obligation business marketing assessment from Mark Griffin at Sperry Commercial Global Affiliates. Sperry is the trusted global company, and Mark Griffin is the trusted local broker who maximizes his resources to ensure the best offer for your business. Call Mark today for that free business assessment at 315-3734. 315-3734.
Welcome to
Bose! Oh, yeah, yeah.
Check. Saturday, Sunday, the weekend's absurd. And now it's Monday, a four-letter word. But we're changing the game, how the story goes. And now when it's Monday, you'll think, welcome to Bose! Burritos like Homewrecker and Joey Bag. Free chips and salsa, got that Mo Monday swag. Sit back and relax, because you're in luck. The weekend's not over, man. Mo Mondays don't suck.
Every Monday at Mo's, get an awesome burrito, chip, salsa, and a drink for just $6.99.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Pricey, but man, what a game changer.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold and leave the empty holes.
Great, John Anderson. Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Lots to get to. We lost a couple people on the phone lines. You want to get in, you're welcome to. Knowles fan, Ned, I'm coming right to you. You know, Ramona, they have so many little lines here from the names that they put on that it's sort of hard to tell where the lines go to. There's one guy I wrote, well, if Massachusetts doesn't want their corner brownie pieces, I'll take them. Dude, that's not Massachusetts. Massachusetts is in the Northeast.
What? Why? You looked on the map to see where that was?
I'm looking where the brownie pieces were? Yeah, it's not Massachusetts. I mean, there are like eight different little lines here, and I'm not sure whether that goes to Washington or Virginia, where that goes to Virginia, rather, either. Or Maryland. I think it goes to Maryland is where that goes. It's not Massachusetts.
So they don't like corner brownies.
Corner brownie pieces. I love the corner brownie pieces. That's the favorite. That's the best part of the brownie.
I like all that. What the hell's the matter with those people?
I see everything. Here's tofu. Everybody hates tofu, don't they?
Yeah, I don't. I've never
except California.
That.
Do you know what California says?
What is it?
It's sacrilege. I always knew they were communists. That's why, you know, I'm in favor of 49 states. I'm a big fan of going backwards one. California's Chick-fil-A. Of course it is.
What?
Yeah, see?
That's where the little chickens come from. Oh, my gosh.
That's where the little chickens come from.
How could you eat Chick-fil-A?
I don't know, but I'm sure they do.
Oh, that is wrong.
Yeah, it is wrong. Oklahoma is veggie burgers. Can't blame them. Louisiana is cookies with raisins.
Oh, no, those are good, too.
I don't know.
Somebody who's making brownies maybe they burn
them. Are you telling me that you polled people in Louisiana and multiple people said cookies with raisins?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like one of the first things that you'd come to.
I mean, this poll seems awful strange, too, anyway.
Maine is Asian fusion. I have no idea what Asian fusion is.
I have to look that up.
What is Asian fusion?
I don't know.
I don't have the foggiest idea what Asian fusion is. Connecticut is canned food, just in general. Canned food.
Just they couldn't even.
Couldn't even decide.
They just ate all canned food.
Yeah, couldn't even decide.
Well, if it weren't for canned food, you wouldn't have found that can of tuna. You'd have been sunk.
Here's what it says, gas station wine. Gas station wine? That's your answer? Even though they had gas station wine, other than Louisiana, they have gas station.
What state has gas station wine?
I've had multiple people in South
this
Carolina.
This is where you stop listening.
Well, I heard multiple people from South Carolina saying,
no, I got a
we
microphone.
Don't even know what matcha tea
You're
is.
I'm not hearing anything I say now, even though I got a microphone here.
Yeah. Texas is, by the way, do they make matcha tea in South Carolina? I don't know. Did you figure out that answer? Do they make it?
I didn't go that far.
I have all sorts of people born and bred in the state saying they don't even know what that is.
About it, and I thought, well, I wouldn't want to eat that anyway. Yeah. Drink that anyway.
Knowles fan. What's going on, Knowles fan?
Whoa. What's up, buddy?
How you doing, Knowles fan? Appreciate you getting it in. Congratulations on the
big donation. I'm doing good. I squeezed out a little W last week.
Congratulations on the big donation from Bobby Petrino and the Louisville Cardinals.
Hey, you said it yourself. Luck wins games, and that's what we needed, baby.
That's beyond luck, though. Let's be honest. The game was over.
This really happened.
The game was over.
And then I agree 100%. I was already crying, Walt.
You know, and I was one of only two people picked Louisville in that contest. And when I saw Puma Pass start to drop back to pass after picking up that first down when the game is over, I was like screaming at my TV. Before he ever threw the ball, I was like screaming, you know, what the bleep are you doing? And 2 seconds later, it was an interception. Then I knew how the rest of it would end.
Well, we were screaming the same thing, but I was screaming for the happy part of it. So that's good. A.J. Westbrook came up. Hey, I was just proud that we didn't quit. You're right. We had the game lost. I mean, all they had to do was take a knee. But, I mean, for that defense to come out and play the next play, I mean, that just shows what Taggart is getting there at that culture. I mean, he's not going to let those boys quit. He didn't let them go out there and just take a knee with them. You know, he said play to the end. And, hey, if they want to be stupid, let's take advantage of their mistakes. I'm happy with it. We got a W.
Yep, I agree.
Real quick on the food, too. I'm from Georgia. I hate everything about tuna. So, I mean, they're right
so it's
on
true.
About that.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't even know. I don't know nothing about no tuna salad, but I don't even like the smell of tuna. So you can keep that stuff in the cans. All I can tell you.
That's hysterical.
But I want to talk to you about the Miami game. By the way,
I'm going to say one thing. When a texter wrote me and said Brussels sprouts, let me tell you something. Brussels sprouts ought to be the answer in all 50 states.
Yeah.
That would be a 50-state unanimous answer. It's like the worst thing known to mankind. And by the way, to that chef out there somewhere, I know who you are, dude. You wrote me before and said, oh, you know, you need to try my Brussels sprouts. No, I don't.
No, it's related to cabbage.
But now, I want to talk to you about the Miami game. I know you're not big on Miami this year, and I'm never big on Miami. And I mean, what do you think going down there? I don't think they really have home field advantage. I mean, it's Miami. 15 fans are going to show up. So, yeah. And it's Mark Richt. So I'm curious where you're at about this game, man.
I think Miami will win, but I don't think it's a guarantee. I actually don't. I think that I think Florida State's going to make a game of this. You know, you have this in-state rivalry, a traditional rivalry. A lot of those kids know each other. And I think this game will be more competitive than people imagine. And Nikosi Perry is still trying to figure things out and figure out who he is. He has a lot of ability, but it's still raw.
Well, I want to talk to you. You know, last week we didn't give up a sack against Louisville. Now, I know it's only Louisville, but to me, that's progress.
Yeah,
that's got to be progress with this Florida State team.
That's fair.
I'm asking you, I guess my question, what if we kind of start with a passing game to maybe where we can open up that run game? Because right now everybody's stopping Cam, and they know he's going to get the ball. But I see a little positive. Now, I still think we're a 7-win team, 8-win team.
Yeah.
But I feel a little positive this year.
Yeah, he's right back at it. He's right back at it.
He's like, oh.
He's right back at it.
He's like, in one game, and he's like, oh, man.
No.
He's already forgotten about Samford and that bully beat down Syracuse, but he's moving right on.
You know I don't respect Miami, and I don't think they're a good team this year, so that's the only reason I'm calling this one. I think we can go down to Miami and win. I think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah, look,
but
I think
Florida State will win this weekend.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I like it, Noles fan.
Let me give you a score real quick. Well, I'm going to say, let's say 27-24. It's going to be a close game, but we actually win. We win with a field goal this year.
I like it, Noles fan. Appreciate the call. North Dakota's Ramona is pumpkin spice anything.
What?
Communists.
Another communist. Weird state.
It's another weird state because we like pumpkin spice everything.
Pumpkin spice.
Everything. I mean, what's the matter with you people? I mean, it's just
some of these places are just not getting it cooked right, apparently.
Exactly right. What is this state right here? I think I know like 48 or 49 of them. I'm a little puzzled on this one. It says the last bite of a hot dog.
What? So everybody in that state eats a hot dog and then tosses it.
The rest of the hot dog is all right. Hawaii is Coke. See, they're not really part of the country.
They don't like Cokes?
What's the matter with you? You don't like Coke? How do you not like Coke?
They're all Pepsi people?
I don't know. I don't know. It just says Coke. How do you not like Coke? And then Alaska is Voss Water.
What is that, a brand of water?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
How can you? Okay.
I surrender.
All right, okay.
Ed, what's going on, Ed?
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for getting in, Ed.
How in God's name could you not like Chick-fil-A? I mean, that's
right.
That blows my
mind. I know.
Communists.
Oh, little chickens.
I probably don't like Krispy Kreme either.
You probably don't. You're
100%
right. I have a quick thought about the running game. I wanted to get your opinion on it. Before I get to that, you know, I am absolutely loving the way our receivers, all of them, are blocking downfield for the running game.
Yeah,
I'm just absolutely loving the effort. But you know, you've been a big proponent of feeding ETN, even going back to last season.
Yep.
And you're right. We saw when he gets the ball, you know, how effective and how dangerous he can be. But my question is, do you think that it could be actually better off in the long run? In games where we kind of stretch out the lead, like Furman, Georgia Southern, Georgia Tech, would it be better off for us in the long run for him to only get 10, 12 carries so that when we really need to ride him like we did this past Saturday, he'll be fresh? That's all I got. I'll take it off there.
Yeah, good job, Ed. Yeah, that's a fair point, and I think it's a fair question. Look, ETN is still not built to be a 27-carry-a-game guy. You know, you want him to get as many touches as he can handle physically, but, you know, I'd be a little concerned what he would look like after, you know, 4 or 5 games of carrying it 27 times. So, yeah, I think if there are games that you have a lead in, especially, you have a deep room, Feaster is playing well, Choice is playing well. So if you have a game like, if Wake Forest goes as I imagine it will, then I, you know, those are the type games where you give the divided carries and you save the best for when you need them. Yeah, I think it's a fair point. And again, you know, if ETN was built like AJ Dillon, then you'd have a different situation, but he's not. You know, he's still just a 200-pound back. And, you know, I think there are going to be games that sort of demand him being the featured ball carrier. and in those circumstances, feed them. But I think that's fair. I think what you're looking for is 15 to 20 touches for him on a game-by-game basis. I think that's what it averages out to in my mind. Now, you might get there with 27-1 and maybe 11 against Wake Forest. And if things go as I anticipate, you know, then maybe those carries are more split in a game like that. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Scott in Greenville. And Scott, how are you?
Hey, Walt, long time no talk.
Yeah, welcome back, Scott. Where you been?
Working.
No, oh, I get that.
About it, buddy. I got a stat for you that I'm not sure of, and I was going to get your opinion on this stat, okay. Cleveland Browns. With four games played, their margin of defeat has averaged 2.5 points. As a Browns fan, I'm not sure whether to go, yay, we're playing people tough, or, hey, we can't make a field goal.
That's pretty good. No, if you're a Browns fan, you're happy. Things have changed. I mean, you got cheated out of the Raiders game. Everyone knows it. I don't know what the replay booth was doing in that game. That game was over. You had a first down. How they could review that and overturn that, to me, is just beyond belief. And so you got a raw deal in that game. Otherwise, you have a win in that game. And now you have Baker Mayfield. Look, even in that game, you know, you saw him make some incredibly positive plays and some negative plays. That's going to happen. That's going to happen with any young quarterback. But Mayfield is the exact guy that City needed. I think it seems obvious now. And I think that that situation is getting better and better.
Good, because I was sitting there thinking, if you put this scenario on any team in the NFL, you're going to get different reviews. Like, New England has this stat. There, it's like, geez, they can't make a field goal. But if you put this stat on Buffalo, it's like, yay, they're playing people tough. And I'm like, hopefully the Browns are more in the middle. But that's where I was thinking.
Yep, I think the Browns are playing people tough. I think the change is obvious. And I think the future is actually bright for once for a Cleveland Browns fan.
Yes, like to hear that. Thank you for the call, Walt.
Sure, thank you, Scott. Good job. Yeah, I think things are changing for the better. Let me tell you about Christopher Trucks, 67 years in business. Christopher Trucks has over $4 million in new and used inventory in stock. You know, the selection is unbelievable. Jason Smith, their sales manager, Rusty Hill, their used truck manager, do an incredible job. Work-ready trucks, dump trucks, landscape trucks, box trucks, sprinter vans, which I've taken on a four-hour test ride and through an obstacle course. They're unbelievable. Isuzus, OTRs. The Isuzus, by the way, those are the bears of the road. I mean, those are just monsters. And they have a wheel turn radius inside that of a Ford Mustang. This is Christopher Trucks. Freightliner and Western Star, steak bodies, flatbed and flatbed dump trucks. Just imagine what Christopher Trucks can do for your business. Call them. Tell them I say you'll thank me later. Walt up to the Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
Home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
I'm Daniel Weber. I'm a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. I represent a State Farm in the heart of Clemson, and I welcome an opportunity to serve you. Like my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather, service to customers and pride in Clemson runs deep in our family. As you grow your family or look to make their lives more secure, call me at 722-9083. I'm State Farm agent Daniel Weber, and we're here to help life go right.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application. Delivery or pickup, nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
On I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hey, this is Mark Griffin. Many of you know me from Griffin Property Solutions. After 5 years, I'm proud to announce that Griffin has partnered with Sperry Commercial Global Affiliates. The business landscape is constantly evolving, and so are the dynamics of commercial real estate. We offer local knowledge combined with a state-of-the-art global commercial network, leaving no stone unturned. We call it local reach on a global scale. Call us at 315-3734 or visit us at griffinpartnerssc.com. Go Tigers!
Fall is finally here, and that means college football, hunting, and traveling to the mountains is in full swing. Why not travel on a set of Yokohama radial tires from Steve's Tire and Service in Easley? Take a look at the Yokohama Geolander Series or the Ascend Series and save money. October 1st through 31st, you can receive up to a $100 mail-in rebate after proof of purchase. Wow, what a deal. So don't delay. Give Steve's Tire and Easley a call at 859-1361. Online at stscnow.com.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned